Yo, what's good with you? It's your boy C Braggs. You know what I'm saying? Another episode of What You Talking About. Recently, my wife was just incarcerated for wrongly for something she didn't do. Charges with no evidence, like, or doctored evidence. And I'm like, we know that, you know, black people been getting arrested, black men, minorities been getting wrongfully arrested a lot, you know this. But, like, what's up with the women? Like, people act like they don't realize they're doing it to our women, too. I'm gonna watch this movie with Carly Red called Pinch. I don't really know if I should watch it or not, but I'm gonna watch it. Right now, I just wanna have people raise awareness and pay attention to what's going on in your communities, you know, with the police, law enforcement in your community, like what's happening. Are people being wrongfully arrested? Are people being beat where you're at? Are people being protected? Is your law enforcers, you know, serving and protecting in your community? You got good law enforcement in your community? You proud of them? Give them a shout out. You know, let us know where we can come find a safe place to live. Right now, like, I'm from Phoenix.
Yeah. It is not cool in Phoenix. Like,
you're not for sure just. You know, like, I gotta go, y'all. But tap in. Yo, what's good with you people? Beautiful people, kings and queens, you dig, and the students. This your boy C Braggs coming at you with another episode of Gang Gang from Anywhere. You know what I'm saying? What you talking about? Talking about getting game from anywhere, because you can get game from anywhere, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta pay attention to it, you know what I'm saying? People be dropping jewels, you know what I'm saying? You gotta catch them. So right now, we talking about how, and basically, if you don't really know what the premise of what I do, I'm gonna give you the blueprint right from the jump. I'm a podcast that watches other podcasts, and commentate and give you my jewels or the jewels I see that I pick up in the episode. You know what I'm saying? I point them out to you. But this is like, you know how through the generations, how like words change. Like right now, a thought is something is a female. You know what I'm saying? That's the hoe. That's the jump off. That's the bopper. That's the skeezer, the slut, the tramp. You know what I'm saying?
The whoreback.
What they used to call her when we was growing up in the 90s. That nigga said homewrecker. Nigga, homewrecker from the 70s.
Here. What's up, ugly dog? Now, see, a lot of people
get home.
Shorty and Shorty is two totally different.
Yeah, Shorty and the Shorty. Shorty, yeah, like that female. Shorty is, yeah.
Your little,
the Shorty ain't even got to be your child. It's your little one.
Little one.
The one you look out for.
Yeah. Shawty,
and your shawty can be your shorty. Some of these motherfucking, dudes, females is younger than them. And they, they look out for them. That's really their best friend. These old, it do be, these cougar niggas, they young bitch be their best friend. mm-hmm. Be their favorite person in the world. The 29-year-old bitch, and he's 62.
My shawty.
But he don't use words like that. He call her baby doll.
Yeah, baby doll. Shit like that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what era. Oh, I know what we called him in the 90s. Bitch and hoe. In 90s and the early 2000s. That's probably why I say bitch so much. Bitch. I was thinking, what do I call them? Bitch. Niggas, 22, bitch.
The bitch, the bitches.
Straight up.
Because that was the point, like, damn, why they got to be bitches? Why they got to be
Because these bitches call each other bitch.
What can I wouldn't say? Because I don't know their name.
Man, I don't know their name. Bitch is just a nickname for shit.
Said, don't take it. I ain't trying to be mean, honey. I ain't just shit. You might not be a bitch, but bitch, I don't know your name.
That part. Think about that, hoe. They been freestyling all day.
That's how they do.
You can't fuck the whole family. Hey, don't be mad at me if I fuck the whole family. It was one Saturday, we was playing Monopoly. The sister sucked me sloppily, and then I went to the fucking bedroom with my girlfriend, and she started to get on top of me. Ooh, damn, the mama heard us banging. Next thing I heard the mama saying, Corey, get your ass in here, quit playing. Walked up in the mama room, she spread her legs, displayed it. I caved in, I gave in, I gave her everything she wanted. She went to motherfucking spraying on me like a fountain. I doubt it, no, this is not no capping. I tell you, call them by their name, but nigga, that's not my style. Nuh-uh. Who grabbing the beat next? Who grabbing the beat next? She grabbing her feet next. She grabbing her feet next. I like that wet sex. I like that wet sex. She got that wet. She got that wet, wet. She got the best neck. Who I'm talking about, man? Hey. I know I said A when it's E, and I was mad at my beat, and she know what she did, and running through the street, and telling them I beat on her. Man, she's a lot. I swear that coochie fire. But that bitch is a lot. Saying all type of rumors. Trying to do much. Might only do more. Try to screw up. Why the law try to allow me? Why the 12 try to allow me? Why try to allow me? And they say they keep an eye on me. Capping like they not. Why is they capping on the whole squad. Trying to put the pressure on. Trying to put the pressure on Maker. Make it for the tell on. Make it nigga tell on. Nah. No, be the script. No. I don't even know if what you say is real, though. I don't really know what you're saying, man. I ain't never seen nothing fucking paper, man. It's so effed up. It's so effed up. I swear they gon' sus. Yeah, I swear they gon' sus. But I got test for us. He gon' walk with us. Wears hard for us. He might carry us and talk to us. If you ain't faithful and ain't really sincere, might lay your ass right there. Right there, right there. You better be real. You better be real, be real. You better be real. You better be motherfucking real. Real is all no man. Real is all no gang. Gang. Yeah, real is all no. Yeah, real is all no gang. What the fuck you talk, squad? Yeah, I don't know that fucking bro. Nah. What the fuck you talk about? Nah, I don't really fuck with y'all. Nah. Beat me and my shawty. Beat me and my shawty. Yeah. Yeah. Says she look how I say, yeah. All my niggas, they drippin'. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just be trippin', nigga. They be having me giggling. Thank you. You go for your head. That's it. Nigga. What are you talking about right now? Well, I'm hiding. Where I'm pussy? Hiding a miniskirt.
Not, you know, daddy not being there.
Absentee fathers. Yeah, absentee father, yeah. And then they pop up at a nigga's life when a nigga or have grown.
Or if they do, you know, when they do, that's just,
and be
yeah.
expecting
yeah,
a nigga to say daddy.
They come on, father.
That is crazy, though. When you pop up in a nigga life, he halfway grown, you want him to say daddy. Like, it feel funny if he's like, yo, what's up, David?
Nigga, you David.
Nigga, you David, cuz.
until I feel comfortable, you might get pops.
Man,
but you're David.
Pops is a fucking, is a term of love. That's
like, you know,
that's,
like,
that's,
whatever. You might, get
man,
that, but you're not going to get
is
that
like
right
daddy,
now.
Nigga.
You're not going to get that. You're going to get David. Until then,
you'd
I'm
be
not...
lucky to get dad or father.
Shit. I call you pop, but you
that'd be
get
the first step.
Until...
Hey, what's up, father? Hey, dad. But daddy or pops? Nigga, I love you, nigga. Fuck y'all, nigga. That's, I don't know. That's different. Pops is like daddy nickname. Father is very formal. Like, nigga, I ain't grow up with you. You know what I mean? Dad is like, I'm mad at you, dad.
Children are a gift, and a lot of people don't deserve the gift that children are, bro. See, this is the way God said it. At some point of their life, before they leave, they're going to have to face that. They're going to have to. And then, like you said, it may or may not be too late. That's on the child, then.
Yeah, yeah. Fast and skirt on. That's why they come to the child. One fucking skirting off fast and then while we working late night. What the fuck? It's that grind time. And they say burning the midnight oil.
When I was a kid, like, what you mean rush to get grown? I can't even rush. You can only let one day at a time, but I was really rushing to be a grown nigga. I wish I knew how to make
it. We just rushing to do what we want to do.
Right. That's how we're rushing to put on responsibility.
Kids will do that. I'll be trying to tell these young motherfuckers all the time that, like, nigga, watch when you 20 and this shit get real. You gonna wish you was 15? Watch when you 15 and you confused and all the shit I'm trying to get your game about you. Y'all some grown up and to be some weirdos. You gonna wish you was 10 again and you didn't care what these girls thought? I don't want to be nappy-headed and dirty and shit. And then when you do get somebody to fall for your nappy-headed, dirty ass, and then she gonna move in and live with you, and she see that this nigga, what? She gonna leave you. She gonna see you. You don't know how to clean the kitchen. You don't even, like, know how to do it. I'm gonna tell you, do it. You think you really did it? That motherfucker half-dirty. Dishes got food on them and shit. Like, are you serious? And they just gonna leave you.
Now you tell her what happened. Well, mine stood up and told me, why won't you just let me live my home fucking life?
They don't listen to me, though. Them niggas gonna have spiders growing out their dreadlocks. Spider webs and shit. And they buy Molly. No, but they said they found them spiders and rats and insects and shit. Bees and shit. Beehives, nigga, like, inside the motherfucking, what's the name, dreadlocks. Have real animals, live animals in this shit, nigga. With their houses, where their houses was made out of his dreads and shit. Cause he didn't wash his hair in so long, so many years, and his shit just was matted. They're very hard, baby. And hard to penetrate. So once something got in it, I just see easily that, like, nigga, you can't get in and fuck with this nigga. Motherfucker made a house in there. And then it's eating the dirt from it that's falling in his hair and shit. And since he don't wash his hair, nigga, it keeps an abundance of food. And then they start eating into his brain. You know, that's meat. And the scalp is meat. Well, you know, that's a theory. Probably what killed you. Insects and shit and rats and shit inside of his dreads start eating in his brain. Killed him that way. You know, brain aneurysm, shit like that. Some fucking head trauma. I just took out the great one. Then these young people, they even don't even be knowing. I could be telling them that's exactly what happened. They'll believe it. Because they don't know nothing about Bob Marley. Have no clue about how we lost the great one. Y'all better go look it up. Search up on Bob Marley. I'm just rusty. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I'm just rusty. That nigga said, skinny nigga with 3 plates. Word, nigga. He said, you crazy thinking I can't eat skinny nigga with 3 plates. That nigga said, I wake your mama up in the middle of the night. She wake up in the middle of the night. He talking about, it's me. Can I have some more baked beans? You waking her up for baked beans, nigga? Fuck wrong with you? With no seasoning? A feast with no seasoning, nigga, out the can. Salty gravy, she cold. Out the can? No, nothing. That nigga serious, so you can look in his eyes. He's passionate about this meal. She was cold. Nigga, feast, nigga, no seasoning, nigga, out the can, nigga, salty gravy, nigga. I think he's trying to figure out how to tell him no, he don't want none of that shit without being ungrateful, you know. Not seeming, you know, disrespectful, ungrateful, you know what I'm saying? He's like, can I take it with me? I'll just wrap it up and take it home. That's right. Get the privacy of your own home and dispose of this shit up. Fuck this, you just make, nigga. Nigga, full course meal, two out them can, that canned food, nigga. Pour some gravy over the top. Smothered in gravy. What is this? Goulash, nigga. Smothered in gravy. Fuck out of here with baked beans on the side. Huh? On the side? Might as well throw them in there. Barbecue, nigga. Nigga, boy, DC, ignorant. Alright, y'all. They ain't dropping no jewels for me to just dive into some good shit with y'all on this one. So I'm gonna slide out. I'll be back. Check y'all out, you know what I'm saying? Be great and shine. One. Yo, what the dealio? It's your boy C Rags coming at you one more again. And this is the official last episode titled What You Talking About? Yes, this podcast is no longer called What You Talking About. I'm moving in another direction. I got a few more things. I got a show called Finding Dimes. And then, I got another one. Well, Finding Dimes, basically. Y'all gonna love it. Y'all gonna love Finding Dimes. We on it right now. Like, y'all just found the dime right now. Your boy. And basically, you know what I'm saying? Everybody be superficial. What's a dime? You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for beautiful people in this world. That's what I'm looking for. That's what a dime is to me, a beautiful human being. I'm talking about far more than just simply physical beauty, because when it comes to a physical attraction, you know what I'm saying, to each his own. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You dig? And then in different cultures, you know, different characteristics and features are found to be attractive, and in other cultures it's found to be unattractive. So, you know, I ain't talking about nothing shallow like looks. But I am talking about looks too, because if you do find a beautiful person who is easy to look at, I mean, shit, it just makes her beauty radiant, you know? Forgive me for just saying her beauty. I mean, we have beautiful men in the world. I just told you I'm a beautiful man, you know? I'm a beautiful person, I believe, but I'm supposed to say that because I'm narcissistic and I'm speaking about myself. So I'm supposed to think I'm a good guy, right? But the truth of the matter is, you don't really meet people too often who tell you they ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So, or you don't meet people like, yo, I'm ugly. Or, you know, I meet ugly people say, I'm the shit. I'm beautiful. We all do. We meet these people. Some of you are these people. And, what is going on here? Burning up the block. Speeding like that. I need to go and look for a dime right now. I think one just passed my block. I need to see what the fuck that bitch got. And if she got that pussy that can hit that spot. That pussy that can make a motherfucking heart drop. I like that. I like that. That there. I've been on this motherfucker going bare. People say going ham, but I'm going bare, nigga. Ass out, you dig? Anyway. So, I want to try to check out something very, very, very dope. My cameraman isn't available for me to show you the visuals. I wanted to shoot this episode the proper way so y'all can actually watch this on YouTube. But, I got a YouTube channel coming to you very shortly, very soon. What the fuck? What's all of these people speeding like this around here? Anyway, I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Happy holidays. And I wish y'all the best. This is your boy. One more again, C Brax. And what you talking about is now transitioning into finding dimes. Support your boy, support the hustle, support the culture. Let's go. One.